Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's David Wethy, a lobbying group for the oil industry now making its pitch to President-elect Donald Trump and Republicans to make it easier to start drilling for oil. Now, David, what's this group asking for?
Hey, Shane. Yeah, you can probably expect a whole range of menu of items that would make it easier for the industry overall to do their job. Things like faster approval of liquefied natural gas shipments, things like permitting reform to allow the industry to build more pipelines and haul gas and oil around. But perhaps most notably is them asking for President-elect Trump and Congress to allow for offshore oil and gas lease sales and to do it on more of a five-year basis so that the oil and gas companies can better plan for this sort of thing. And this particularly comes at a time when the industry is trying to make more of a pivot from drilling onshore in the U.S., particularly in shale patches, to having more offshore drilling activity for kind of larger amounts of oil and gas deposits as they go forward.
So are we looking at less work in the Permian Basin in parts of Texas and more work off the coast of Oregon?
You know, but probably when you compare it to those kind of scenarios, probably still more work in the Permian, just because that is still a rich deposit, but probably more activity in places like the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, which, has really not been much of a growth area for a number of years. But operators feel like they can get more bountiful oil there now that costs are coming down, and it's more of a long-term kind of play. The areas offshore Oregon and off the West Coast really has not been that much of a hotbed of growth and activity for a long time for the industry, and they've generally kind of looked more to the U.S. Gulf of Mexico for that sort of thing.
Now, how much different are we expecting the industry's relationship to be with the incoming Trump administration? They worked with him before 8 years ago. They've been working with Biden the last four. Are we to see much of a difference?
Yeah, certainly. I think you can expect to see a lot more collegial, friendly relationship with the industry for what the industry wants. I will say that towards the latter half of the Biden administration, Secretary Granholm did try to make more of an olive branch approach towards the oil industry, recognizing that if there was too much of a draconian effort to slow down oil production, that could cause energy prices to rise and, all that sort of stuff that we saw at the gas pump. And so there was more of an effort to try to encourage the oil industry to drill more. But really what has had more of a heavy hand on the oil industry more than anything else is investors saying try to slow down on growth and give more cash back to shareholders. So it really didn't have as much effect to do of what Biden was doing. But certainly you would expect for things like permitting reform to allow for the approval of building the pipelines that the oil industry needs. You would expect more of a friendlier relationship from Congress and the Trump administration.
Now let's go ahead and talk about those permit reforms and also with the environmentalists. Now, we know here in California, we have a lot of government land. What could possibly be done? Now, are they looking to go ahead and ease some of those restrictions? And are the environmentalists already lining up?
Yes, so I think you could definitely expect the industry to want to ease those restrictions, almost just to have them have the ability to go into those federal lands more if they want. There still seems to be, like I said earlier, more of an interest in drilling in the West Texas and Southeast New Mexico area known as the Permian Basin. And there is some federal lands there in New Mexico that oil companies would like to do more of just because it's such rich shale rock there. In California, perhaps less so. On the federal lands as far as drilling growth goes. But it's almost like the oil industry wants to be able to have that as an option rather than be so restrictive. Now, as far as what the environmentalists can do, it's still a question, as far as really what they can do other than probably going the avenue of the legal route and trying to file lawsuits and pushing for more, environmental impact reports and pushing for that sort of angle of things kind of on the legal side.
Well, thank you very much. That was Bloomberg's David Wethy. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg's Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.